the way to be happy. For a long time, being happy was considered something that just happened, and there was nothing special about it. Now we know that getting along with other people is something that we can work at. It is possible to act in such a way that other people will like us better. One way is being unselfish, not wanting everything from our friends. Another way is to look for good points, not bad ones, in other people. It is surprising how successful this treasure hunt can be. You don't have to be spineless in order to be popular. In fact, you will be liked and respected if you are not afraid to stand up for your rights. But do it politely and pleasantly. Being friendly and polite to your group, to other people and to strangers, and especially to those who do not look important or do not interest you, is one way to develop a good character. You cannot expect to be perfect, and you must learn not to be unhappy when you make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, and no one is to be blamed unless he refuses to learn from them. Many young people become discouraged when they know in themselves qualities that they do not like. Selfishness, laziness, and other unpleasant qualities. Just remember that we all have some of these faults and have to fight against them. At the same time, it is important to remember that, while you are probably no worse than others, the best way to be happy is to think yourself above other people. When something is wrong, it is good sense to try to make it right. Perhaps you don't like a teacher or a classmate. Try to see why, and look at yourself too, to be sure that you are not doing anything to make that person dislike you. Someday, things may turn out all right, and then you will have to learn to get along the best with the situation, without thinking too much about it. Worrying never helps in a situation you can't change.